Well, folks, I'm sitting with Anthony Beckman, and we are talking about Belletto wines, and this is Belletto Vineyards at its best, and for me, it's at its best. I love Pinot Noir and Chardonnay, which is really your signature. Zinfandel has to be a signature, too, but I love Zinfandel, so I'm really looking forward to this bottle.
This is a distinct bottling. Because of our location, we're so south in the southern tip of the Russian River Valley that it is cool climate Zinfandel. So, you know, Zin runs this broad spectrum. You can go to the far, far side, and it's 18% alcohol. It's a little bit sweet. It's big. It's got broad shoulders. It's kind of a cocktail wine that you drink and enjoy for just this lush, hedonistic sort of like, wow, pop your head off sort of wine. And I don't have any problem with that. There's times when you want that. This Zinfandel is the opposite spectrum of that. It's got bright acidity. It's got really a brambly profile. The tannins are light. The acid is high. The alcohol is a little bit lower. It's got a texture to it that's more light and balanced as opposed to big and thick. I always call it a claret style of wine. I was just tasting wines with an importer from England. She said she's like, I've never been a Zinfandel fan because they're too big, and I love this Zinfandel. And I go, that's exactly what it is. And should we want to make that giant Zinfandel, we couldn't do it. Like, even if you said, oh, I'll pay you $20 million and make a Zin like that, we just are too cold where these vines are planted, and it would be just an impossible wine for us to make where we are. So again, we're making something distinct and delicious from these estate vineyards that we own, and that's really what's important. And every year, the Zinfandel, I've been making this Zin for 8 years now, and every year, the Zin is so similar, has these same qualities throughout: the brambly berry, the brightness, sort of this nice herbaceous tone that lends a balance and an interesting segment to it year after year after year, and that's what really makes a wine like this special.
This really lends itself to food, and people are not aware of how good Zinfandel is with food. I go into different cuisines like Chinese and other things with it, and you just sit there and go, let's open another bottle.
Absolutely, and I think you can make that statement about most all wines where they're acid-based as opposed to more fruit and texture-based. You know, when you have that acidity to cut through food, it's really sets the stage for the next bite of food. People talk about food and wine pairings, and I think there's a lot of rules that I don't agree with. The biggest rule is the wine has to have the acidity to handle food. And if it doesn't have that, then I usually drink them before dinner or with something light like cheese. But when you go into like a hearty food, you need something to balance the heartiness of the food. And that's usually what acidity does in a wine for me.
Well, folks, we're going to experiment here with this bottle and maybe one more as food just came to the table. And Zinfandel at its best here with Belletto. You are going to enjoy this dish as much as I am, but you said you weren't hungry, so you want me to take over?
Yeah, please, none for me.